on his chariot, the sun god illuminates all the surrounding planetary systems. However, when the sun is on the northern side of the hill, the south receives less light. And when the sun is in the south, the north receives less. King Priyavrat disliked this situation and therefore decided to make daylight in the part of the universe where there was night. He followed the orbit of the sun on a brilliant chariot and thus fulfilled his desire. He could perform such wonderful activities because of the power he had achieved by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. This is a Bengali saying. There is a Bengali saying which describes that someone is so powerful that he can make the night day and day night. That saying is current because of prowess of Priyavrat. His activities demonstrate how powerful he became by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna is known as Yogeshwara, the master of all mystics. In Bhagavad Gita 18.78, it is stated, wherever there is the master of all mystic powers, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, victory, fortune and all other opulences are present. Devotional service is so powerful. When a devotee achieves what he wants to accomplish, it is not by his own mystic power, but by the grace of the master of the mystic power, Lord Krishna. By his grace, a devotee can accomplish wonderful things, unimaginable, even to the most powerful scientist. From the description of this universe, it appears that the sun moves. According to modern astronomers, the sun is fixed in one place, surrounded by the solar system. But here we find that the sun is not stationary. It is rotating in a prescribed orbit. This fact is corroborated by Brahma Samhita 5.52. Yasya jnaya brahmati samvruta kala chakra. The sun is rotating in the fixed orbit in accordance with the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to Jyotirveda, the science of astronomy, in the Vedic literature, the sun moves for 6 months on the northern side of the Sumeru hill and for 6 months on the southern side. We have practical experience on this planet that when there is summer in the northern north, there is winter and the south and winter in the south and vice versa. Modern materialistic scientists sometimes present themselves as knowing all ingredients of the sun, yet they are unable to offer a second sun like Maharaj Priyavrat's. Although Maharaj Priyavrat devised a powerful chariot as brilliant as the sun, he had no desire to compete with the sun god. For a Vaishnava never wants to supersede another Vaishnava. His purpose was to give abundant benefits in material existence. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks that in the months of April and May, the rays of Maharaj Priyavrat's brilliant sun were as pleasing as the rays of the moon, and October and November both morning and evening. That sun provided more warmth than the sunshine. In short, Maharaj Priyavrat was extremely powerful and his actions extended his power in all directions. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taru Bhescha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Padidanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha
ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಐ ಸೀಕ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ಸೀನಿಯರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ಐ ಎಮ್ ಪರ್ಸನಲಿ ನಾಟ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್ ಟು ಸಿಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ನೋ ಫ್ಲೈ ಹೂ ಸಿಟ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ವ್ಯಾಸಾಸನ, ಇಟ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕರ್, ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಆಸ್ ಅ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಟು ಟು ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್, ಐ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ಐ ನೋ. ಸೊ ಐ ಸೀಕ್ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಬ್ರಜಹರಿ ಪ್ರಭು, ಅದರ್ ಸೀನಿಯರ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟೀಸ್ ಸುಂದರ್ ಚೇತನ್ ಪ್ರಭು, ಅಸೀಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಭು. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ದರ್ ಎನಿ ಫಾಲ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಯು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರೆಕ್ಟಿಫೈ ಯುನೋ ಮೀ ಅಟ್ ದ ಎಂಡ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಕಮಿಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಗೇನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಗುಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಗುಡ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟೇಕ್. ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ವೆನ್ ಐ ರೆಡ್ ದ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಐ ಗಾಟ್ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಅರ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಇಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೀಸ್ ಹೌ ಪ್ರಿಯವ್ರತ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ವರ್ಣಾಶ್ರಮ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ ಯುನೋ. ಸೊ ಐ ಪ್ರಿಪೇರ್ಡ್ ಮೈ ಮೈಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಗೆಟ್ ಅ ಚಾನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಆನ್ ವರ್ಣಾಶ್ರಮ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್. ಬಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಐ ರೆಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಐ ಡಿಡ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವೆನ್ ಸನ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸನ್ ಹಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಬರ್ನ್ಡ್. ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಲೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ರೂಲಿಂಗ್ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವಾನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಡಿಸ್ಸಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈಡ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ನೋ ಹಿ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಸರ್ವ್. ಸಿ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಸರ್ವ್ ನೈಸ್ಲಿ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಫೈಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಸಾಟಿಸ್ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಷನ್. ಚಾಣಕ್ಯ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಡಿಸ್ಸಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈಡ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. ಸೊ ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫೈನ್ ಟ್ಯೂನ್ ಇಟ್. ಸೊ ಟು ಫೈನ್ ಟ್ಯೂನ್ ಇಟ್ ಹಿ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಸರ್ವ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಕಂಟೆಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವ. ಹಿ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಅ ಪಾಸ್ ಯು ನೋ. ಯು ನೋ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಎವ್ರಿ ಡೀಟೇಲ್ ಯು ನೋ ದಟ್ ಓಕೆ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ಸ್. ವೆನ್ ಐ ಸರ್ವ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಹಿ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ಸ್ಪೂನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಾಲ್. ಯು ನೋ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಅಬ್ಸಾರ್ಬ್ಡ್. ಇಫ್ ಹಿ ರಿಯಲಿ ಅಬ್ಸಾರ್ಬ್ಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಕೇರ್ಲೆಸ್ ಹಿ ಮೇ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಥ್ರೋ ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ನೋ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ವರಿಡ್. ಸೊ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಪ್ರಿಯವ್ರತ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಯು ನೋ ಸರ್ವ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಸಾ ದಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸನ್ ಯು ನೋ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಡೂ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಇವನ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೂ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಯು ನೋ ವಿಚ್ ವಿಲ್ ಡಿಸ್ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಸಮ್ವನ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಸನ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಸನ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸನ್. ಸೊ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ he rotates and you know structure of universe is something which we'll see in future. So there is a Meru mountain and there are you know island called Bhumandala, you know. So it is not only earth which today people know. At the end we'll try to see by a small diagram, it will make the picture more clear. So this Bhumandala, when he goes to the north, the south becomes cold and there is night, day and night because of the rotation and revolution of the sun. No, modern science is properly saying they don't believe in this, but Vedas clearly talk about it. So Priyavrat Maharaj, he actually got a little upset. You know, what is this? No, my people, they are unhappy. So he actually rides behind the sun so that when there is night, he will create day there. So this is to serve because, you know, in the daytime, actually, even if you want to give material prosperity, you need day, you need sun. In our school times, we used to write essays, you know, that what if the sun was absent? So we used to basically fake both and just go on. If there was no sun, then we would have got holidays. No, if there was no sun, we would have done this. You know, it would have happened like this. There would have been no rains, cloud. We just wrote all that. But actually, sun brings about prosperity. Nowadays, when oil crisis is going on, they are trying to learn how to tap the energy of sun. Even on the roadways, you see the lights which are there. They have solar things kept, you know, so that batteries they can generate. So people know, also this one oil is nothing but the production of sun only, you know, it is what, you know, is given. So sun and rain, God gifts, are actually, you know, they only are the things which actually sustain us. So Prevrat Maharaj had this, in Marathi called khanta, you know, the feeling, that blankness in heart that, you know, I cannot serve my people. So he did this. So first when I read that, you know, understand only, because from Varnasram, you know, have his wives and 7 children and 10 children, 3 became Paramahamsa, and immediately the structure of universe is coming. It was like bewildering. So I had to read little more. So I read little from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's little commentary also. It made little more clear because Prabhupada quotes. So we'll try to see, you know. So just so actually here Prabhupada is saying Priyavrat Maharaj, his activities demonstrate how powerful he became by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here we can see how Prabhupada is emphasizing that whatever powers we get, here also Yogeshwar it is mentioned, is not our powers. Sometimes we think that, you know, we can actually, we will do tapasya and I will attain power. You know? And once I had debate with one of my relatives, he was saying, no, just do your duty. God is bound to give you the result. He's Swarat, you know. If he wants, he'll not give the result also. But still, because you are in this material world, you are in a program, so you take the result.
So you may think that because of my deeds I got the result. So someone may do tapasya and someone will do austerity and gain power. He may think that actually because I did this, I achieved it. But it's not like that. No, even by your own tapasya, Vishwamitra Muni failed, you know. So it is not by tapasya or extra knowledge and acquiring, you know, you cannot attain perfection. It is, even if you attain perfection, it is nothing but the power of the Lord. It is all given by the Lord, not your power. So, if you see, we will see some devotees who actually, Srila Prabhupada is the case, you know. He worshipped the Lord and he, you know, he could do miracles. Prabhupada writes, he writes that wherever there is Krishna, master of all mystic powers, victory, fortune and opulences. No? Shriya, no, and all this, vibhutis, they come to you. And he said, devotional service is so powerful. If you see, Prabhupada spent 40 years in preparation. We have this book, you know, lifetime in preparation. So he spent 40 years. He got so many failures. In fact, when he wanted, his spiritual master ordered him to take sannyas, he approached his godbrothers. But godbrothers have their policies, you know. This mata has this policy, that mata has that policy. And ultimately, he could not take sannyas. And he could not wish, fulfill the wish. And then, obviously, among all godbrothers, there is always someone with whom you have, you know, intimate relation. And things get done. And that is what is Vaishnava community. You know, you cannot just go on pleasing everyone. You know, someone will say something, you know, which, you know, there is chemistry mismatch. So we should respect everyone and, you know, we should make the way out so that we also exist because we are also ultimately souls. So in Vaishnava community. So Prabhupada, then he got sannyas. And when he got sannyas, it is still not easy. He had to sit in a lady's, you know, office for 3 days, you know, and so many hours waiting for a lady to just sign a check, you know, or a document saying that, okay, you can go in a cargo ship. That also people, normal people go in flights, you know, and Prabhupada had to go in a cargo ship. He was still ready. So because he said, I am doing all this to please, you know, the Lord. Prabhupada at one place in his lecture, he says, Jesus Christ preached only 3 years, but he got such success. You know why? Because every day, every moment, he had only one desire, please the Lord. If I go to these people, my Lord will be pleased. So he endeavored. And he didn't worry of his life, death, you know, nothing. My children, nothing. He said, Muhammad, he preached for 10 years, only 10 years. In fact, for 13 years. And that 13 years, 10 years, he only had 10 followers. Because, you know, they said it is a weird species. You know, I think so, like we have, you know, some ban going on in Russia. So he was also in that situation that day. And then Prabhupada says that because he tried to please the Supreme Lord and he endeavored in that direction, even he got success. And he said, so my humble self is trying the same. You know, Prabhupada gives in the class. So actually, and Prabhupada was successful. What did Prabhupada attain? You know, when this temple is now in such a nice condition where we are giving class, Prabhupada must have given class, you know, a small asana and, you know, people are sitting, you know, in the muddy place and cottage. But all that opulence, you know, he has, just because he pleased the Supreme Lord. So every moment for such a devotee is ecstasy. It is not that, you know, he has to be morose or no, I am not getting success. He is not worried. What is the question of success? Where is victory? Victory is in pleasing the Lord. Is my action pleasing the Lord? Is my action pleasing my spiritual master? Once somebody asked a question to one of our seniors. He said, how do we know I am pleasing? My behavior is pleasing. He said, remember one thing. Just put your spiritual master to your one side and Prabhupada to your one side. And whenever you are doing an activity, think that they are there. And you do. Like you see, like, you know, just recently Gopal Krishna Maharaj arrived here. And everyone was like, you know, Maharaj, you know, and they all came for Bhagavatam. And they were like, wow, you know. So that goes to show that a spiritual master is happy when you attend Bhagavatam. And when you serve Vaishnavas. So, if you know that, you will always try to endeavor in that direction. In that, if you get success or failure, you are still victorious. Because you have pleased your spiritual master. You have pleased the Supreme Lord. So, Srila Prabhupada, by his own example, we can see that how, by serving the Lord and pleasing the Lord, he attained the powers. Powers of, you know, Prabhupada, here he is talking in the sense of material powers also, you know. He can do many things which are impossible to scientists. He is saying, a devotee can accomplish wonderful things unimaginable even to the most powerful scientists. So, in my Gita class also saying, we can create bulbs, we can create CFL tubes, we cannot create sun. But here, Priyavrat Maharaj created a sun. Sun means the planet sun. Actually, that sun, second chariot which he did, it is mentioned that in our Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that actually he had two bodies then. One is he and one the sun. Both were like expansion of his. And the second one, you know, these two go together like that. So, here Prabhupada is saying that even scientists, they cannot do this. So these scientists actually, you know, they are happy with their tiny creation. Now they become very happy, electric voltage difference, like, you know, there's a buzz and they're so happy. Wow, we got a bulb. And now we have got computers and laptops, and now they have, you know, made everything micro-controlled, you know. You know, even if somebody is coming temple, oh, he's come to temple, you know, there is security check, this, that, everything you come to know. But that still frustrates you. So, and Lord's creation, even if it is so simple, small flower, and you just feel like, wow, so nice. But when you see human creation, it is so frustrating. So the scientists, with all their brains combined together, that is another problem, to combine their brains together. You know, two humans means they will fight. It is said, in corporate world they say, that one Indian equal to four American. One Indian can do what four Americans can do. Two Indians equal to half American. Two Indians will come, they'll make sure that you don't, you know, and you don't. We'll come to that point also. Where, you know, so that is the problem with human beings. You know, you have brains, but then, you know, you cannot use it. He'll say, no, we will do this way, he'll say, no, this way. And both require different funds. You know. But in Vaishnava community is good. If you can do that, you know, you have two leaders. Prabhupada was so happy. In one temple, there was a fight between the president and the manager, and both were competent enough to run the temple. But one has to be president. So Prabhupada said, oh, why are you fighting? You go to California. Huh? You go. Whole world is there. You go and you create. No problem. You want farm community, no? You go farm community. Achha, what you want? Big temple? You build here. No problem. You want book distribution? Go to Los Angeles. Go here. So, you know, in Vaishnava community, there is not a problem. But in material community, even scientists cannot attain that, you know. So we have to please the Lord, even if you want material gains. It is mentioned in 11th canto, 15th chapter, all the siddhis, anima, lagima, how you can attain by meditating on Paramatma, this, that. And Prabhupada is so intelligent and so precisely is mentioned in every purport of every verse. The verse says, you meditate on this, you will become anima, or you will become lagima, whatever. And at the end of the purport, he says, but it is all useless, you know. Just chant Hare Krishna. At the end, you say, devotional service is very powerful, we don't need this. Because, I think so, 11th canto is done by his disciples, right? So, you know, they have nicely, you know, put it. And ultimately, because they are trained by Prabhupada, so they know what Prabhupada would have written there, you know. So, at every verse, and Krishna himself, because that is, I think, to talk between Dhava or something like that. At the end, he is saying that all these things are, you know, just attained by devotional service. If you just practice devotional service, you are attained. But a devotee is not interested even in that. No? Bhukti, mukti, siddhi kami, sakale ashanta. Krishna bhakta nishkama, ateva shanta. Nishkama means not that he does not do any activity. Nishkama means he is not attached to any result. Material result, you know. He is attached to spiritual result, that this is a spiritual master. But she is not attached, you know, my material well-being and all. So that is how we can see that, you know, we can attain just by pleasing the Lord. So we don't have to go and do all this precipitate and test tube work. Some people say, you know, you all are engineers in ISKCON, you know. Why are you wasting your time there shaving your head? You should all do research, Vedic. Now you learn Dhanurveda, so that we will shoot Pakistan. We will go to Pakistan, make them Hare Krishna, you know. No? So it is, we don't need to, you know, fight. Obviously, it is required to protect our holy lands, we can do that. So, here, the motion of the sun, as I explained you, here it, even in consequent verses it comes, that this Bhumandala is a Bhuloka. So in that Bhuloka, the sun creates that day and night. And actually it is said, Priyavrat Maharaj, he took the track by which actually, by his rims of his wheel, seven islands were created. And they were of different liquids. You know, they are all mentioned in the coming verses. So, and then these lands were, and the lands were also not equal. You know, this is the first track, the second track is double of that, third track is double of that, you know, like that. And the, and he then actually, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explained that the chariots were also, you know, bigger in that size. He explained something which I don't understand, so I will not touch that. And then, one of these is called Jambudvip. Of this Jambudvip, Jambudvip is divided in 12 varshas. Of that, one varsha is Bharata Varsha, which we lie in. Bharata Varsha, there is one planet called Bhukhanda, which is Earth. And if you want to know anything about Earth, go to Google Earth. Then you don't require a Bhagavatam. You know? So like that, you know, if you go to Balaji Puja, you know, they say, no? No, Jambudvipe Bharata Varshe Bhukhande Meroho Dakshine Dikbhage. That we pray to Lord Balaji, you know, where am I standing? So you say that, you know, I'm in Jambudvip, Bharata Varsha, Bhukhanda, Meru Dakshine Dikbhage, to the south of Meru Mountain. So, sometimes later we will see the architecture. But actually, so then, Priyavrat Maharaj, he wanted to serve Vaishnava. So that is why he did all this. You know, he did all this. And it is said, just because it became day, people will get heat and again heat, no? He made it such that they will get cool also. It will be cool heat, cool. There will be light and warmth, but it will not be like, you know, what you say, heat of that sun. So this sun was specially prepared by him. So Priyavrat Maharaj got this power by pleasing the Lord. And then it is said, this all, sun and moon, all these motions, Prabhupada explains, is all under the control of the Lord. It is mentioned in the Bhagavatam 3.35.42, Mat bhayat vati vatoyam, suryastapati mat bhayat, varshati indra dahati agni, mrityuscharati mat bhayat. The wind blows out of my fear, sun shines out of fear, Indra sends rains due to my fear, the fire burns because of my fear, the dead takes toll because of my fear. So not that these demigods are independent, you know, they are under the jurisdiction of the Lord. They are empowered by the Lord. Lord even says in Gita 7th chapter, all these things, that I empower the demigods. So we should always see in this cosmos, everything what is happening, there is energy of the Lord. You know, there is, which is, Lord's energy is running the show, you know, not the demigods. That is why otherwise people try to tend to go to demigods, you know, and they will go to sun and they'll do like this, you know, and do like this, put little water. Obviously it is good then being an atheist. But they should know that he also gains power from Krishna, the Supreme Personality. So this understanding has to be prominent in society. Then actually it will be very easy. So, if you see, Priyavrat's compassion generated the second son. You know, the Vaishnava's compassion is higher. Vaishnava outrightly goes extra mile to give compassion to, you know, people. So here also, Priyavrat had compassion for his people and their well-being. So he did that. So this story, all of you must be knowing, Ramanujacharya, he had one of his guru called Goshtipurna. So previously he was not a guru. You know, he was an acharya. So Mahapurna told him, go to Goshtipurna, he has a mantra which he gives. It can deliver everyone. So because Ramanujacharya was very eager to deliver the entire creation, you know. So Mahapurna said, okay, then you go to Goshtipurna, he will give you the mantra. So he goes to Goshtipurna, walks, I think, so 118 miles, something like that, you know. 120, 150 miles walking. Earlier it was not like, you know, you take a plane and go, you know, you have to go walking, or you send an email, I'm coming, keep my prasadam, you know, bucket ready and something, no. You don't know what is there in villages in between, you know, train mein thoda parcel bhej dena, do chapati bas jyada rice, you know. So not like that, he had to go bhavati bhiksha and he beg and go. So he went. After 15-20 days he reached that place, and he reached Goshtipurna, and he said, Gurudev, you know, how can I serve you and all? And then he said, so what for have you come? He said, I'll be grateful if you give this mantra. He said, you think you are qualified to get this mantra? He said, then how can I become qualified? He said, do this service. So he did that service, and then he said, now you go, I will not give you. And he went. Now what to do, Guru? Now, Guru, if he orders you go, means you have to go. That is order. If you accept him as Guru, some people say, I accept you as Guru, and he say, go. No, I will not go. Then how do you accept him as Guru? If Guru is telling you go, then that's the order. It is not the right time for you to take it. So then he goes. Again, Mahapurna says, you have come unsuccessful, go again. The second guru, because he had six gurus. Again, he went. Again, Goshtipurna gave him service. Again, Bhajya. This happened 17 times. But the 18th time, again when he went, Goshtipurna said, okay, it seems he is really very eager. Sometimes our teachers test us, you know, our eagerness. No, we should not become rebellion. We should wait, be patient. Okay. They may test us. So actually, Goshtipurna tested me, said, okay, I'm very happy with you, I'm pleased with you. I will tell you this mantra. By chanting this mantra, a person will be delivered from this world and go to Vaikuntha. So, but be careful. You have to give this mantra only to a person when you are about to leave this world and give it to a person who can. Keep it confidential and only give it to confidential people who are like very qualified and all. So he said, okay. As you say, Gurudev. And then he got the mantra. And the mantra was Om Namo Narayana, and then he chanted the mantra. In Sri Sampradaya they chant Om Namo Narayana. So if you chant, you will go to Vaikuntha. If you chant Hare Krishna, you will go to Goloka. Choice is yours. And then, so then, you know, he went there, and then he said Om Namo Narayana. He said, ah, oh, I was so happy, this is the mantra. Actually, not that he must not know this mantra. He must have known this mantra. He's a Pandit, you know, he's a scholar. But, no, sampradaya, you know, mantra vinaste, you know, without sampradaya, if the mantra comes, it is useless. So even Mahaprabhu, what he did in his sannyas, he told Kesava Bharati Maharaj the mantra, and he gave him the mantra. So he became initiated through the Supreme Lord, and then he gave. So he also got in parampara. So that is how. Just to set an example, Lord does not need that. If he just raises his hand, the whole world will be derived. So actually then, he became so happy, Ramanuja, out of, because that was the compassion. Compassion was sabka bhala karna hai. Like our book distributors, you know, they'll go, please take. And they're like, oh no, no, no. Please, somehow, no, touch it, you know. If you touch, you'll get a human form of life. So some of them give in and okay, no, now you get no problem. At least human form is fixed. Agli var lega. You know? So like that. So then he went to, he heard the mantra, he was so happy, he went to the temple top. Earlier in temple top, there should be ghanta. This ghanta was an emergency ghanta. You know, if this ghanta rings, then a whole village has to come together. Because there is an emergency announcement. And the guards didn't understand why he's a sadhu, you know, they cannot tell him, don't do also. So he just rang the ghanta. And then people are assembled. He said, I today declare to all of you, just chant the mantra that I give you. You all will go attain Vaikuntha. They said, Haribol, batao, you know, come on, once more, you know, batao, kya, you know. And then he said, chant behind me, Om Namo Narayana, and everyone chanted Om Namo Narayana. And Goshtipurna is hearing their big shout of this mantra. You was like wild, this fellow, oh, gaddar, you know, peet pe khanjar bhoka mere, you know, main itna diya. And then he came out, and his disciples were really angry. How come, you know, Guru Maharaj ko vidroh kiya, to Guru batata, and then he, you know. Then he went up, he said, you know what you have done? You have disobeyed the order of the spiritual master, third offense, you know. So now you will go to hell. He said, Gurudev, if these people go to Vaikuntha and I go to hell, my life is successful. I don't mind residing in hell eternally if these people go to Vaikuntha. So then he said, you know, he said, okay, this is a high principle. See, compassion is a very high principle. Sometimes Vaishnavas like Prabhupada actually broke the rule by, you know, crossing the seven oceans and going to so many places, to Malechas, Yavanas, Chandalas. But that is compassion. Compassion cannot be brought in the bracket of, you know, our moral principles. Because compassion, obviously we should not think we are very compassionate and go to some, you know, liquor shop and, you know, start preaching. Only guys, saab humare idhar chai coffee milta hai, thoda pilo, no? Mahaprasad sir. We should be careful, you know. We cannot go to a prostitute and start preaching. No, we are not Haridas Thakur. No, otherwise next time we will be found on the counter of prostitutes, you know, counting money. No, we are not that powerful. You know, and you know, we need Lord's mercy even to protect our own current situation. What to talk of, you know, going to that level. But when such acharyas do that, we should not comment on them. You know, people generally try to comment and try to put them down, which is actually a false, you know, thing. It will only put such person in hell, and their mentality will go down and down. So we should be very careful of Vaishnava Aparadha. Sometimes a devotee may behave in certain way. We don't know he is doing out of compassion. Like I remember one of our senior devotees. He was in one of the temples, so he came in afternoon from other temple, and he said that he was sitting and there was no prasad. And other devotees already took prasad of those temple brahmachari devotees, and there was nothing in the bucket, nothing remaining, little sabji. But he was hungry, so he sat down. He said, I sat down, and what a little sabji was there, I took. But I was thinking, you know, they knew that I am coming, they should have kept little, you know. And then he saw one devotee with full big plate of prasad eating in front of him, the local temple one, and he was nicely eating. And then nice sweet lagardhan. And then there was one bucket inside the kitchen. He told the devotee, get that bucket of sweet. This devotee said, kya devotee? Main bhuka hu, mere plate mein kuch nahi hai. And this fellow is asking sweet for him. And then after some time, the bucket came. He was trying to put here. He said, hey, idhar nahi, udhar. Then he realized, oh, you know, what is this? And I thought he's a, you know, greedy personality, you know, he's just eating himself. But he's giving to me. So we don't know what a Vaishnava is thinking in his heart. You know, he may look black, white, green, yellow, big teeth, small teeth, you know, big chin, you know, fat chin, whatever. But we don't know the compassion in the heart of Vaishnavas, we cannot judge them. So actually, you know, that was Priyavrat's compassion. So, and here Prabhupada is telling one very nice point. Vaishnava never wants to supersede another Vaishnava. A Vaishnava never wants to supersede another Vaishnava. He's not envious. He's not envious of other Vaishnavas and trying to pull them down. Like if you see Prithu Maharaj, he did out of 100 yajnas, he completed 99. But to please Lord's order, he did not say, no, if he wanted, he could have been killed Indra, you know, so powerful. But Indra is already doing so much khachpach, he's become a sannyasi, he's doing, you know, kaisa to wo chahiye, no, mera post chala jayega yaar, do something. So he did so many things. And ultimately, you know, Lord said, you know, surrender. So Prithu Maharaj said, no problem. And then he became happy. So actually, Vaishnava does not want to supersede other Vaishnava. He is doing his duties. He may be more skillful, you know, he may be more, you know, spiritually advanced. But he is not in the mood of competition. Sometimes we distribute our books. So we distribute our books. So we want to make sure that, you know, our announcement is after that name, you know, because it is in sorted order, maximum. You know, these many book points are this. So we may try to, try to adopt ill means, you know, to show our score. But that does not please Srila Prabhupada. You know, even if it is temporarily pleases some devotees, after some time they come to him, they feel more bad. And Srila Prabhupada is there, he knows, and Paramatma is there, you know, he is there to watch what we are doing. So we should be careful. Actually, we should not do anything in a competitive mood. We should do in the mood of servant of servant. If I want to distribute more books, why? First of all, it will please Srila Prabhupada. And second thing, if I distribute more books, I will go and tell him, I distribute 100 and you 50. Why that what will happen? Olega, okay, 108. He will go for 108. And you wait and see, 216. I will do, and then do, and then do. And so Vaishnavas are like that. See, they please the Lord, and Lord is obliged. Now how will I please him? Then he also does something. And then Lord goes in ecstasy. And seeing that Lord has done, the devotee does more. And then the devotee does more, the Lord does more. So that is why Ananda Mudhi Vardhanam. That is how it goes high. And those who don't serve, they are like, you know, they will go down and down and down. Their consciousness will go down and they will not know where they are. After some time they will be found out. After out they will be found in some pubs. No? But Krishna is so merciful, he will take them out from there also. So, you know, so we should try to go up. Try to serve Vaishnava selflessly. In fact, servant of servant principle is so prominent that there is one acharya called, you know, Kanchipurna. He is another guru of Ramanujacharya, you know. So this servant of servant principle is much more, you know, emphasized in Sri Sampradaya. So, you know, and I have heard a lot about, so I cannot speak. So he actually was serving Varadaraj. A lot of you know Varadaraj Swami, Kanchipurna, Vishnu Kanchi. So Varadaraj is all, you know, blessing, you know. If you go and ask anything to Varadaraj, he gives. But make sure what you ask, you know, is in the domain of pure devotional service. Otherwise, you know, you may get something else. No, na dhanam na janam na sundarim, and you will get dhanam janam and sundarim. No, they are not sundarim, they are bandarim. No, so you should be careful. You will be caring. No, from a, it is a context point of view. So then, it is dangerous, you know. So then, so Varadaraj Kanchipurna is serving Varadaraj, is a fan, you know, because he is the deity come out from fire. So he is put chamar and then he is put water and chandan. So that is a daily schedule. So all the villagers who used to come and assist Kanchipurna himself was from a Shudra background. But he was a Vaishnava. So he was serving the Lord, and Lord used to talk to him. Then he used to ask, what is going on in Vaikuntha? He said, yeah, we had this festival there, you know, we had this, we had that. Actually, what is happening here, same thing is happening up. Only thing, there is no envy. You know, aaj boat festival mein main worship kaun karega? No, you do. No, Prabhu, you do. No, you do. Then only we can go there. You know, here, you know, I will do. Naam likha hai na. Tu baju ho jai na. You know, like that. There is no competitive mentality. There is more of service. You know, you do, Prabhu. You know, Gopi Bhav. You know, yes, you go ahead. You meet Krishna. You know, I'll assist you. So there, Kanchipurna started fanning Varadaraj. And he was speaking. So the villagers knew that, you know. So once they were very eager to know, will I go back to Godhead? You'll see this in new devotees. You know, they'll say, Prabhu, I'll follow all this. I'll go back to Godhead. And you say, no problem. Prabhupada said, chant 16 rounds. Follow four religious principles. You will go back to Godhead. We also repeat the same thing. We don't know if you will go or not. But you chant, if you are sincere, you will go. And if you go, you take me also. At least tell my name there, you know. That I also give little class and you heard something. So, Prabhupada said that, you know, I want that my devotees become pure devotees. And then they go and then they take me, you know, like that. Obviously, that was humility. So, Kanchipurna was doing all this. And the villagers came. He said, Kanchipurna, please ask the Lord. Will I go back to Godhead? We all will go back to Godhead or no? Will he take us in Vaikuntha? We have got so much of glorification of Vaikuntha planet. And you know, we want to be there. We know that our eternal position. So he said, that's a good question. So as a service to them, he asked question. So Lord, you know, we can take prasad, but I have a question. He said, ask. He said, actually these devotees came to me and they had this question that whether they will... Oh, these devotees, they are already bound to go to Vaikuntha. They are already bound. Tell them to just continue their services as they are doing. They will go back to Godhead in this very life. I'll personally come and take everyone. He said, wow, he went and told the news to all the villagers. And they did festival, Haribol, feast. Hari, we are all going to Vaikuntha, Haribol. They embraced each other and, you know, they are putting garlands on. You are also going and we are all, Haribol, Haribol. Whole Kanchipurna, there was festival. But there was one devotee having a question in mind. You know who? Kanchipurna. Because he talked about the villagers. They are going. But what about me? See, just because you are an acharya, you know, you still need confirmation, right? So he went to Lord. He said, Lord, you know, please take the dinner. And I have a question. He said, oh, Kanchipurna, why have to say like this? You know, just ask the question. So Kanchipurna says that, Lord, actually these all devotees are going. So nice news, you know. I'm so happy about it. He said, oh, really? Very good. He said, what is your question? Sir, actually I just wanted to know, till I go back to Godhead.
You
don't even talk of this subject matter. You are a neophyte devotee for me. Those devotees are very advanced and they can go in this life. You, next million lives I will not take you. You think you are doing chamal to me and applying chandan, you are great? You get lost from here if you want. He said, but Lord, I am serving you and they are also serving you. They are going and I am going. If you tell me my faults, I will try to rectify my Lord. I want to go. And he started crying. No, you please. He said, because they are serving you, I am bound to take them. But you are serving me, I am not bound to take you. So he said, then what should I do? Go and serve a Vaishnava. You want to serve me directly and take credit in front of everyone? Go and serve a Vaishnava. Search a Vaishnava and serve him. He says, then take your chamar and take your chandan. You only apply, I am going. He went away. And then he goes to... Now he says, the problem is if I go to any junior devotee, he is not going to accept. Prabhu, how can you? You are the owner of my home, you everything. He said, no, I will go to a devotee who is senior to me. So that even he wants to kick me, he cannot kick me. So he searches. There is Mahapurna. So he goes to Srirangam, Mahapurna's home. And Mahapurna's home, there is, you know, cow shed, you know, Goshala. Then what he does? He does not go to Mahapurna. When Mahapurna is out, he goes to his wife. Mahapurna's wife does not know this Kanchipurna. He says, you know, he grows beard and, you know, he just wears as if he's a normal Gwalbal. He goes and says that, you know, Maya, please give me little, you know, seva, I'm hungry. You give me some seva, I'll do it for whole life. Give me little food, that's all. You know, Radha Rajbir Bhagavan ki jai, Gonita Bhagavan ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Give me little, you know, I'll just finish in 2-3 minutes. So, just give me little prasad and I'll be happy. So, she says, oh, very nice, you know, I was searching for a person to take care of my cows. You go there, come on these three times, take prasad, and that will also come to you. You just take and you live there in that corner. He says, okay. He goes and he milks the cow. Because he's a Vaishnava, he makes sure that all the cows are decorated properly, they're bathed properly, their udders are cleared and this and that, cow dung is kept in different position and everything, and the cow shed is designed in a way that, you know, even cows feel Krishna conscious. And it happened that milk was very sweet. So Mahapurna, who is serving the cows? Because he's also Vaishnava, he knows. Aisa chal raha hai matlab piche, koi to is cheez ka care le raha hai. See, if DTs are decorated nicely, means the DT department is working properly. Now they understood. So, and that also a person who has been in DT department can easily understand. You know, if many boys are coming in, oh, preaching is going properly, you know, like that. So he understood that somebody is taking care of cows properly. Mahapurna came to see who, she said, you know, who is taking care? He said, no, one man came and, you know, I gave him the seva. He said, who? Then he went to see. And he said, Kanchipurna, what are you doing here in my goshala? You want to put me in hell? He said, no, please, you keep me. He said, what? He said, Kanchipurna said, I have to serve some Vaishnava. What is this? Varadaraj told me, I will go to Varadaraj. He goes to Varadaraj. What is this? You know? He said, no, I was just testing him whether he's really in the mood of surrender. No, no. So actually, our fortune is we have devotees. Our fortune is not, Lord is always there everywhere. See, Lord is Annantaras, Paramanu, Chantaras. You take a stone, Lord is there. You can feel the presence of the Lord. You know, there is sun, moon, heart, Paramatma. Even if you go anywhere along with soul, the Paramatma will become a hog, dog, you know, human. Paramatma is there. But Paramatma will accept you when you come through Vaishnavas. So our fortune is Prabhupada created devotees. We have a chance to serve devotees, leaving all our ego aside, trying to not compete with anyone, trying to leave our envy. Obviously it is not that easy. It is easy to speak. I know. But trying our best. We are all trying our best. Let us endeavor. Prabhupada said, even if you come 20% free, I will take you. At least try, you know, first try. You do not, the greatest disease of the soul is it does not want to go back to Godhead, you know. It does not want to leave this ego. It does not want to leave only. So we have to try our best, you know, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, hearing from superiors and trying to change our heart and trying to bring a change in our attitude. And then we can easily, by chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We can bring about change in our own hearts. And when there will be change in our hearts, the people who come in our contact, they will get change in their hearts, and that will go on expanding, and then there can be change in society. So, you know, so we have to make sure that we chant the holy names, hear this message, and try to bring as much as change possible in our own lives, you know, rather than pointing on others, and try to, you know, do our best and try to please Srila Prabhupada, devotees around, and the Lord. Thank you very much. If there are mistakes, I'm very rapid speaker, so please forgive me. Something must have gone here and there. So actually I'm like a small child only, so if there is something, just leave it, you know. You also leave it. Okay. Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions? One question I can take, because already time is on. I'll just take one question as a matter of me.
थैंक यू वेरी मच. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय. टाइगोट प्रेमानंदी.